While the global pandemic has disrupted several industries in South Africa, the telecom sector has weathered the storm as a result of increased demand for mobile data services. MTN, amongst those providing the evidence, earnings over the 6 months to June soared, with analysts expecting the same from Vodacom and Telkom now. Joining me to discuss this in detail, Preshendran Odia from Nedbank CIB. Thanks so much, Preshendran, for your time this evening. So, like I say, MTN out with numbers today. Again, the defensiveness of the sector through COVID-19 being illustrated quite starkly. How much of that, though, offset by the debt that sits on MTN's balance sheet? Nevertheless, it's up, what, 2.7 times?
Hi, good evening, Alicia, and good evening to your viewers. Yes, you are right. I mean, MTN showed their results today, and, you know, operationally, we think that the results from MTN, just as you mentioned, highlight the strong execution and defensiveness of the telecom sector through this COVID-19 crisis. If you do look at gearing, it did creep up to 2.7 times on the whole core debt. I mean, management did say that this is due to FX movements and a struggle to upstream cash from the opcos to holdco. So I think, you know, across MTN's operations that are in COVID-related lockdowns, getting hard currency would pose a challenge. And you know, on the back of that, management did suspend its interim dividend, which we think is prudent because you wouldn't want to incur more debt just to fund the dividend.
As you say, suspending dividend, and that one of the propositions. The other is exiting the Middle East. How much of a solution does that bring to the table, exiting non-core operations?
Oh, yes. I mean, so, you know, management does have a process of wanting to dispose of its non-core assets, particularly first, as you mentioned, on the Middle East. You know, it's got three subsidiaries and one associate being Iran there. And I mean, those three subsidiaries, I mean, they only contribute around 3% to group EBITDA. So selling them would give you the benefit of de-risking the group's operations with, you know, very minimal impact to earnings. And I mean, those are just the subsidiaries. With Iran, I think they're going to take a little bit of a longer approach and discuss that probably in phase two, from what we understand.
I ask because as it goes through this process, it's being stacked up against the likes of a Vodacom, which is holding more merit for you right now.
You know, Vodacom, if I look at Vodacom, particularly in South Africa, you know, it did show slightly better service revenue growth in the quarter. I think it was up 6.4% versus MTN's 4.3% if you exclude cell phone roaming. And I think that's the challenge that MTN in South Africa faces, is it's not able to recognize the roaming revenue from cell phone. It's doing that on a cash basis. So, yeah, I think Vodacom is, you know, it's a preferred choice for yield seekers. It did perform a bit better today versus MTN and Telkom that, you know, looks like was down today.
Preshendran, is Telkom being underestimated, or is the skepticism around it, even as it searches for new revenue avenues like in the financial services space, warranted?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also a timing thing, Alicia, because you've got MTN and Vodacom both giving you quarterly results since we went into lockdown. So you're getting the COVID-related lockdown releases from them. And you're only going to see Telkom report its numbers around November for the half. And I think, as you mentioned, I mean, people are obviously thinking that Telkom's losing market share to MTN and Vodacom, but what they don't appreciate is that Telkom Mobile is, 69% of Telkom Mobile's revenue comes from data. And if we look at the metrics from both MTN and Vodacom, data is what's really driven service revenue growth. So I think people will be pleasantly surprised when Telkom reports towards the end of the year.
Well, we wait and see. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Nedbank CIB's telcos analyst, Preshendran Odia.